KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 40 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today. A high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Democratic Congresswoman Cindy Axne and former Republican Congressman David Young dissected one another's voting records during a debate broadcast Monday night on Iowa PBS. The two are running in Iowa's 3rd District Congressional District, and which covers 16 southwest Iowa counties. Young criticized Axne for favoring repeal of Trump-era tax cuts.
I want to get our economy just back where it was 5 months ago. One of the strongest economies in the world. That was with low taxes. And we need to make sure that that is made permanent.
Axne, who was elected in 2018, says the 2017 Trump tax bill Young supported has dramatically increased the U.S. debt at a time when the economy needs an infusion of government spending to stay afloat.
The bill that you voted for, 83% of the provisions within it gave greater opportunity to corporations and the wealthiest among us at the expense of middle-class families.
Young criticized Axne for using the proxy voting system House Democrats set up in May, so not all members have to be present on the House floor during the pandemic for a vote.
My opponent has taken advantage of that and missed votes. In Iowa, if you hire somebody, you expect them to show up to work.
Axne said the U.S. House is using online platforms like Zoom for meetings like many other organizations, and her votes are being cast as directed.
I haven't missed a vote. What we've done in Congress is making sure that not only do we get the job done that needs to get done, but we do so in a way that keeps people healthy.
The two candidates also debated the future of the Affordable Care Act. Young argued the government subsidies for 44,000 Iowans who get insurance through Obamacare should not be paid to insurance companies, but go directly to the people.
When that money goes straight to the people, they're empowered with their health care dollars. You demand price transparency, you're going to get affordability, better access, and better quality in health care.
Axne said when Young was in Congress, he voted to dismantle the Affordable Care Act without a solid replacement.
You can slice and dice this any way that you would want to, but that's what you did. You voted against Iowans, and there's no way to erase that history.
Young served two terms in the U.S. House from January of 2015 to January of 2019. Police in Red Oak earlier this morning arrested 38-year-old Joseph Aaron Nelson from Red Oak. Nelson was taken into custody at around 3:45 a.m. in the area of North 2nd and Elm Streets for theft in the fifth degree. His bond was set at $300. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted Red Oak Police in conducting that arrest. Two men from Creston were arrested late Monday morning on separate charges. According to Creston Police, 30-year-old Alex Cunningham was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant for harassment in the first degree. Cunningham was later released on $2,000 bond. And 40-year-old Aaron Reapy was arrested on a charge of domestic assault. Reapy was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. The Atlantic Police Department reports that they have registered with the Pink Patch Project to promote awareness for breast cancer as well as other forms of cancer. During the month of October, which is known as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, officers may be seen wearing pink uniform patches on their duty uniform. That's done to support those who've gone through or are currently going through treatment for the disease and other similar diseases. In addition, the Atlantic Police Department will sell pink uniform patches as a fundraiser. Funds raised from sales of pink uniform patches will be donated to Cass County Relay for Life, benefiting the American Cancer Society. Patches can be purchased for $10 apiece and are available during normal business hours at the Atlantic Police Department, Atlantic City Hall, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man from Pottawatomie County had been arrested September 29th on two Atlantic Police Department warrants. 18-year-old Devin Anthony Hatfield of Council Bluffs was taken into custody on the warrant for burglary in the third degree and theft in the fifth degree. Hatfield was later released from the Cass County Jail on a $3,000 bond. And this past Sunday, Cass County deputies arrested 46-year-old Ian Joseph Haas of Emerson for OWI first offense. Haas was later released on his own recognizance. The state of Iowa's COVID-19 dashboard this morning indicated that since 10 a.m. Monday, there were 11 more deaths attributed to the virus for a total of 1,399 and 480 more positive cases for a total of 93,381. Deaths attributed to a pre-existing medical condition number 953. There have been 3,312 lab results returned since 10 a.m. Monday through early today, with 2,968 coming back negative for the virus and 328 positive. Total number of tests administered to date amount to 827,172, with 732,220 total negative results. The 14-day rolling average is 8.6%. Health officials say 72,141 Iowans have recovered from the effects of COVID-19. Here in the KJAN listening area, there are 17 new positive COVID-19 cases in Pottawatomie County, 12 more in Mills County, 6 new cases in Madison County, 5 new cases in Guthrie and Harrison counties, 4 new COVID-19 reports in Montgomery County, 3 more in Union County, 2 additional cases in Audubon and Shelby counties, and 1 new case in each of Adair and Adams counties. The hospitalization data show 413 are hospitalized as of this morning, compared to 389 on Monday. 104 patients were in an ICU, compared to 99 previously. 61 people have been admitted to a hospital across the state, whereas the number before was 54. And 43 COVID patients are on a ventilator. In southwest and western Iowa, 22 people are hospitalized with COVID-19, 10 are in an ICU, 5 were admitted since Monday, and after several days with no one on a ventilator, one person was placed on one of the ventilators. There are currently 55 long-term care facilities with coronavirus outbreaks in Iowa. IDPH reports 1,129 positive cases and 684 recoveries from within those facilities. There have been 717 deaths in Iowa's long-term care facilities. That's 5 more than yesterday. Elsewhere in the news, Iowa farmers continue to benefit from good weather as they bring in the crops. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The USDA weekly report shows one quarter of the corn crop has now been harvested, which is more than 3 weeks ahead of last year and 12 days ahead of the five-year average. It's only the second time since 2000 that at least one quarter of the corn was harvested by October 4th. The soybean harvest now at 55%. It's just the second time in the last 15 years that at least half the soybean crop was harvested by October 4th. The report says farmers in South Central Iowa are way behind the average, though, with only 18% of the beans there in the bin. I'm Dar Danielson.
A new word is being used to describe the dangerous practice of texting while driving, comparing it to being drunk behind the wheel. Mark Peterson, a spokesman for AAA of Iowa, says intoxicated refers to the driver being distracted by a cell phone, and it can have deadly consequences.
When you're intoxicated, you're consuming alcohol or a controlled substance, and many times that's going to cause a crash. When you are texting, or you are looking at the internet and you are using that electronic device in a manner that it is not meant to be used, can cause someone to have a crash.
A federal report finds nearly 3,000 people were killed and 400,000 were hurt in motor vehicle crashes involving distracted drivers in 2018. Peterson notes that looking away from the road for just 2 seconds doubles the risk of a crash. While cell phones are a big distraction, he says our vehicles themselves can be just as hypnotizing.
If you go and buy a new car these days, some of the technology that's available to you is unbelievable. There's very little that you can't accomplish in a car, and that's going to take away from its primary purpose. But so many times they get involved with all this additional technology that takes away from what they're doing, driving and paying attention.
Under Iowa law, any motorist using a cell phone for texting, reading, writing, or sending can be pulled over unless the vehicle is already at a complete stop and off the travel portion of the road. And he lists the top three distractions for drivers as...
Number one out there is going to be cell phone use, in-vehicle technologies, and actually one that doesn't do with technology much is just conversation and talking.
Anything that takes the driver's attention away from driving can result in a fatal crash, Peterson says, including eating and drinking, adjusting the navigation, or picking your next podcast. Nearly one quarter of crashes that involved a distracted driver also involved the use of a smartphone. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.